Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're covering highlights from Wednesday's County Council meeting, including an update on the future of COVID in Summit County, and a discussion on a possible temporary zoning ordinance or moratorium. We'll also catch you up on where we are with the GO open space bond. We'll talk about some new members appointed to the Restaurant Tax Advisory Committee, and we'll discuss a real estate agreement Summit County is entering into. Let's get into the news.
First up, at Wednesday night's council meeting, there was an update on the future of COVID in the county from Summit County Health Director Phil Bondurant and Deputy Director Shelley Worley. They shared with the council that Summit County is currently a low transmission county, and the state of Utah is currently a low transmission state. Because of this, we've transitioned away from an emergency state to what the governor has coined as a steady state.
In response to our low transmission status and the move into a steady state, Dr. Bondurant ended the Summit County Public Health Emergency Declaration that was issued last year in 2021, and that's effective as of Thursday, March 31st, 2022 at 11:59 p.m. So as of this recording, all of the public health emergency declarations are now over. What's happening with testing moving forward? We know that people will still have questions because although COVID is low, it is still around. The state has concluded their free testing program on the 31st, which includes the free travel testing. So please be aware of that and plan ahead and know that you'll may have to look for options with your healthcare provider or through private pharmacies to be tested now.
So in Summit County, free testing will continue to be offered through the end of ski season and the current school year. This includes self-collection kiosks at Camas and Colville Health Department locations. Camas is open Tuesdays 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Colville is open on Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. These are likely to be nasal or saliva PCR tests. The Park City area is still working with their partner Curative to offer testing, so go to curative.com to find out locations, hours, and what kinds of tests will be offered there. In addition, the health department has also put together a committee that's working with local organizations to provide home test kits to provide to their clients and staff. There's a heightened focus on higher priority groups, for example, seniors. The health department will continue to provide these home tests in partnership with these organizations as long as they're able to moving forward.
And Dr. Bondurant emphasized that just because we have shifted out of the emergency state doesn't mean that COVID is still not a potential concern. He encouraged residents to understand and assess their own risk and to continue to take advantage of available medical treatment and therapies if they do become sick. Vaccines are also encouraged as an effective source of protection against new variants as they continue to evolve.
Alrighty, up next, Community Development Director Pat Putt and Chief Civil Attorney Dave Thomas presented information to the council on what state law says they can or cannot do regarding a moratorium, or otherwise known as a temporary zoning ordinance, on development and building in the county. The council wanted to have this discussion because they've heard from several voices in the community requesting that the county stop new development for a period of time.
It was clear from the information presented that state law has set a high bar for enacting a moratorium. First, council has to target a specific administrative land use application for the moratorium. Second, they have to demonstrate that a moratorium is critical to address or protect a public health, safety, or welfare concern, and that that concern cannot be addressed by anything less restrictive or in another manner.
And this item was only scheduled for discussion, so a decision was not made here. However, the council did direct staff to come back with a proposal for them to consider that looks at placing a moratorium on new plat applications until the county adopts a new moderate income housing plan, which we have to do by October 1st of this year. We expect more discussion on this issue at a council meeting in April, so be on the lookout for that.
In more news about the GEO bond, a resolution was passed that authorized the issuance of the GEO open space bond that Summit County voters passed last November. The resolution is for $50 million over a 15-year time period, though it does have some flexibility to go below $50 million if circumstances change as we move forward.
From here, the public will be formally noticed and there will be a 30-day contest period. We anticipate that period to end on either April 29th or May 5th, depending on when the notice of bond is issued. In late May, the assessor's office will close the tax roll, and by June, the county auditor will have the taxpayer impact rates approved. So keep an eye on your mail in mid-July, July 22nd to be exact, because this is when disclosure notices will be sent to property owners.
Council also appointed new members to the Restaurant Tax Advisory Committee. Four members were appointed in council on Wednesday, including a reappointment of Eric Bradshaw to serve a second term on the committee, as well as Helena Sedaris and Guy Morris, and their terms expire July 31st, 2025. They also appointed Alyssa March to serve the unexpired term of Tanya Tolley, which will expire on July 31st, 2023.
And finally, a real estate agreement between the county and Marketplace at Silver Creek Center, LLC, was approved at Wednesday's council meeting. The agreement will facilitate a land swap between the county and Marketplace, LLC, that will allow the county to complete several public works projects. These projects include the construction of Paintbrush Road, two roundabouts on Silver Creek Drive, and the expansion of right-of-way on Silver Creek Drive and the frontage road.
And that's all for now. Stay tuned as we move into April and County Government Month, but we'll be back next week with the latest news in Summit County.